I believe we have our next presenter, Harish Sharad, and they will be speaking about overview of single file applications in .NET 5. And if I have Sharif, hello, Harish, how are you?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, a little quiet on the volume.
Is it perfect now?
It's getting a little better. I
Okay.
think we should be okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So we're going to talk about single file applications in .NET 5. I know you have a lot to cover, so I will let you take it away.
Sure. I'm trying to share my screen somehow. Yeah. I think it's here. Yes, perfectly. So, hello everyone, and I think it's good morning, good afternoon, good evening. So people might be from the various regions here who's attending the session. And I'll be talking about the single file applications today, more specifically with the .NET Core 3 as well as the 5. So it will be the overview session wherein basically I will be covering the basic aspects about the single file applications. And I'm Harish Chandra Ukkirede, and I'm architect with .NET Technologies and the Azure. So the agenda for today for the session is what is .NET Core. I'll just brief it about like when and how. Then what all .NET versions are there, or .NET Core versions are there, and how those got evolved. And more specifically, in terms of single file applications, when it started and how it is progressing. Then I'll be talking about deployment modes. So what all deployment modes are there, and we will see about that. Then we will see how the single file applications can be created. So a different aspect about it, and the commands which required for the single file applications to be as an output. And we will talk about the project configurations which we need to do in terms of single file applications to be able to generate the application's output in the single file. We will touch base upon the publish because that is the core for this session, like to be able to create the single file applications. And we will have a short demo with the application, and let's see how it turned out with the Visual Studio. And
Shonda, so sorry, is it possible to turn up your mic? We're getting a little bit quiet. We have you turned up all the way on our end, but little trouble hearing you. Sorry to interrupt. You're doing amazing.
Just write out on the time. Is it okay now?
If you can do it a little higher, that would be great.
Okay, let me try something else then.
That's how you know this is live, everyone. We're doing pretty good considering how many folks we've had online as well. Can't hear you now. Pardon, folks, we're having a couple of volume difficulties here. We're going to go through this real quick. Okay, now you're muted. Classic. Can we unmute Harish Sharad? Can you unmute on your end? There we go. There we go. Whoop, when permissions come into play.
Hello.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah, so sorry everyone about the little disturbances or the technical glitch, I would call it about. And we were on the agenda, like what we'll cover in the today's session. And like we will talk about the project configurations, we will talk about the publish, how do we publish the single file applications. And at the end, we will have some time reserved for the Q&A. So let's talk about the .NET Core, what it is. So .NET Core is a free and a cross-platform open source developer platform for the building many different types of applications. And if you can see here, I have highlighted it is the cross-platform for and cross-platform and the free for the developers. So when I say it's a cross-platform, so I would like to stress upon because we are going to see the single file as an output, and it is more related to the publish and deployment. How do we publish or how do we deploy the .NET applications to the various platforms? So not only the Windows, but it will be like the it will support the web applications, it will support the mobile applications, it will support desktop applications, as well as the microservices, gaming development, machine learning, cloud, and internet of things. So it supports the many things, and the base or the core part of the .NET is the cross platform. Then we will talk about the various versions of the .NET Core when it is started. And what all the different versions we were having for the .NET Core. So the first version of the .NET Core has been introduced in June 2016, wherein we were calling about that version as an .NET Core 1 or 1.x, whatever we can call it about. And it was meant for the open source development, it was the community development, and it was for the cross-platform so that the .NET applications can be built, can be created and built and deployed on various operating systems, I would say, or mainly like the operating system like Linux and the other applications operating systems than the Windows operating systems. So then with the evolution in August 2017, the .NET Core 2.x came into picture, or it is launched. And with the .NET Core 2.x, the very good feature in terms of deployment has been introduced, and that was the self-contained deployment. So remember, when you deploy the .NET applications to a certain platforms, so it needs some runtimes as well. So wherever we deploy the .NET applications, we need some runtime to work the .NET applications on those particular runtime. So in .NET Core 2, we introduced the self-contained deployment, which means whatever we need to run the applications, we club or we self-contain it and we publish those applications or we deploy those applications. So that was the very nice feature, I would say, is introduced in .NET Core 2. I will not highlight here which exact version, but .NET Core 2.x. Then in September 2019, the .NET Core 3 has been introduced or has been launched. And with the .NET Core 3, we will have one more great feature for in terms of deployments, and that was the single file applications. So how does the single file applications were working in the .NET Core 3? So it was like it was creating the one file or the single file as an output of the applications, but it was clubbing the dependencies in a separate folder so that at the runtime it can access those dependencies from the separate folder which is created while the publish or while the deployment. And that was the cutting edge feature introduced in .NET Core 3.x, and it is in 2019. And with the great milestone wherein .NET 5, which is launched a couple of days before, has been introduced a single file application with the in-memory dependencies, which means a lot for the developer, which means a lot for the infrastructure, wherein we have a single file application created, and at the runtime, dependencies will be kept in memory, and from the in-memory dependencies can be accessed by the applications to be able to run the application successfully. So that was about the overall the versions, .NET Core versions, and the topic single file applications, how it is evolved. The self-contained was the first part, then the dependencies with separate folder, and then the application with in-memory dependencies. Just now we launched 2 days before. Then let's touch base on the deployment modes. What all different deployment modes we have with the .NET Core. And first one is the framework dependent deployment, wherein we need a runtime to be able to run the .NET Core installables or the .NET Core publish files, wherein the framework will be already installed in the machines or the servers, and then there we completely run this application with the deployment mode as a framework dependent or FDD we call it about. Another mode, deployment mode we were having was self-contained deployment, self-contained deployment or SCD we call it about. Self-contained deployment mode does not use the common .NET Core install on the server. The final application build contains all the app specific code or all the runtime which is required to be run the application. So it contains everything and its dependencies along with the .NET Core libraries and .NET Core runtime. So it will be created as a package, and that package will be delivered to a server, or package will be deployed to a server. So self-contained came into picture considering the different operating systems. For example, Linux, how do I run the code on the Linux? So we can use this as a feature. Then we have framework dependent executables. So this mode includes from the .NET Core 2.2, and it is exactly same as FDD, but the mode produce the executable that can be run on any target machines. So here also we can do, or we can have the code like similar to the FDD, but it can be run on any type of machines where we will have the framework, and then it will run the code there, then and there. So this is something about a little intro about the self-contained deployment, SCD. And I will not talk about much in this slide as well. The final application and all runtimes, dependencies, and everything is contained, or it will be clubbed with one folder to be able to run on the target. So let's touch base the core of this topic, which is the single file applications. And many people started using the single file applications nowadays. And single file applications are published and deployed as single file. So it will have only one file and no other dependencies or no or a lot of libraries or like dependencies and all those things. The app and its dependencies are included within that file. So everything will be clubbed. When the app is run, the dependencies are loaded directly from that file into the memory. So there is no performance penalty with this approach when combined with the assembly training and ahead of time compilation. Single file apps are smaller and start up quickly. So I touch base here two different aspects. One is the trimming part, and another one is the ahead of time compilation. So if we use both the features with this, then it will be a little bit lightweight and it will run very quickly. So what is the trimming here? So trimming is nothing but like if you have the dependencies used or the dependencies added in your projects, but you are not using those dependencies. What should we do with those dependencies? So shall we add those dependencies to the final output or the deployables? So no. So trimming will help with that. So we need not to, or trimming will not add the unused dependencies or unused references to the final output. .NET Core 3.0 allows you to package an app into a platform-specific single-file executables. Here, I would trace upon the platform-specific part because that was the purpose, or that was the support in the .NET 3. You can generate this executable two ways. Both the methods require a .NET Core 3.0 project. A 3.0 project. In .NET 5.0, single file apps are primarily focused on Linux. They can be either framework dependent or self-contained. So it can be either way we can create it. Framework dependent single file apps can be very small since we are not adding the runtimes and all those things to the single file by relying on a globally installed .NET runtime. So if you go with the framework dependent, then your files will be very, very small. And if you not go with this framework dependent, it will add some extra runtime and the dependencies. So how do we publish, or what commands we should use to produce a single file apps? So I'll just explain here. So we can use the .NET publish command still to publish your deployables with a flag called hyphen r, and we can provide your runtime version, either whether it is Linux x64 or Windows x64 or anything. Self-contained you can mention as true or false. Framework dependent you can mention as false, and the publish file, publish single file as true, so that it will create a single file. And if you want to perform a self-contained single file app, the assembly trimming and ready to run enabled. So we can do that with the .NET publish command, wherein we can specify the different options as single file as true and publish trimming trimmed as true and publish ready to run as true, wherein self-contained also we will have to mention as true. These are the few different configurations which we can use for the project file. Output file, I just took one example as exe. .NET target framework should be .NET 5.0, or like whenever the future versions will come, we will have to use that. If you have to enable the single file, you will have to mention publish single file as true. Determine self-contained or the framework dependent. In this case, we will have to mention self-contained at true. Runtime identifier, you will have to mention the runtime identifier. And in example, we can see like we can mention as Win x64 or in any runtime, whatever you want. It can be a portable as well. If you want to enable the publish trimmed, we can enable the publish trim with the true flag. And if you want to publish ready to run, then we can mention as true. So it will be quick and the lightweight. publish single file, how do we publish the single file applications? So basically, I took this screenshot from the publish area, wherein we can have the folder profile publish. To the target framework, we can mention the target framework. Here I took like from the older version. So it is Directory Core App 3.1. Then the deployment mode, we can either specify framework dependent as well as self-contained. And the target runtime, we can mention here, like either, whether it is Linux or Windows or portable or whatever it is. And we can specify the location, as well as we can mention two different flags. One is produce single file and enable ready to run compilation. Yes, and I think I have covered the slides, but let's see the actual demo with the Visual Studio, how it turned out. We will finish it quickly in 3 or 5 minutes. So basically, I have created this project as a console application. Very, very simple console applications. We don't have any code within that. It's just a standard template I have created. If you see the dependencies, we can see in the packages, I have just added a very commonly used dependency, one of the JSON framework, that is Newtonsoft.json, which we can see like how it turned out when we publish it. So I'll try to publish the particular application. We will see how the publish profile is, and then we will try to publish this application. Then we will see how the output is turning out. So here I mentioned the target framework as .NET 5.0. Then it is the framework dependent. We mentioned as an Win64, and then it is the single file. So for now, I remove the single file applications. And this is my path where it will create the publish, like within the Win64, it will create the publish. So I'll save it and I'll try to publish. Ideally, it should not take much time, but my computer itself is quite slow, so it is taking a little time to publish it or to create it. Okay, and publish is succeeded now. We can see the binaries release 3.x 64, and it added like a console application DLL and then the Newtonsoft.json.dll as well. So it created the application output as well as the dependencies in the same folder. But let's see if we try to publish as an single file, how it turned out. I'll consider produce single file and enable ready to run the compilation as well. And it is the framework dependent. Let's save it. And let's publish. Publish has been started. Yes, and publish has been succeeded. So let's go to the publish folder now. If you can see, this particular application contains the Newtonsoft JSON as well. So it will just create a single file. The file size will be little larger than the usual, but if we trim it, then the dependencies which are not been used in the applications, those dependencies will not be added in the single file applications. Then with the publish profile, we can see like self-contained as well. We have self-contained mode, and here we get the option as trim unused assemblies in the review preview. So here with the self-contained, we can get this option and we can get published that. I will not choose it and I will go to the publish. Okay. So publish succeeded. Let's go to the publish folder once again, and it will show you like whatever the files or the extra files which are required as self-contained. It will have CLR and other dependencies like the .NET Core dependencies. So that's it about this session, and hello.
There we go. Excellent. Thank you so much, Harishchandra. Thanks for the demo and for that explanation of the single file applications. We are right at time, so we don't have time for questions at this time. We're going to actually move on to the next presenter. But thank you so much, Harishchandra. Take care.
Sure. Yeah, thank you.